Grace, what sort of a life have you had as an Aboriginal person in what is generally thought to be a pretty nasty racial place like Townsville?
Well, you know, I came back from a beautiful black country and it just hoed me into low self-esteem, even though I'm a professor, doctor, an activist and a registered nurse. I came home to a town named after Robert Towns, one of the biggest white black birders of the South Pacific Islanders, which my grandmother was, who brought a lot of South Sea Islander people to my state of Queensland to make the sugarcane industry what it was. And so that town, our town is named after him. I come back to a beautiful big university called James Cook University, where I did my master's and PhD. And if South Africa, under an apartheid law, who now has not got apartheid, can change the Port Elizabeth University to the Nelson Mandela University, then we need to have a look at the universities right across this country. They can still have their James Cooks, but give it an Aboriginal name right beside James Cook and all universities to make our First Nations people feel good about themselves because of all this transgenerational trauma that's been inflicted on my great-grandparents and parents and also myself and passed down because the transgenerational trauma hasn't been dealt with. And I've dealt with diseases all around the world, and the only disease I can't come to terms with is a disease of racism. And whether we like it or not, Australia is a racist society, and we cannot reconcile without the truth. And once the general public finds out the real truth, I'm optimistic that we'll be able to live in such a harmonious relationship and that everyone's children, both black and white, can live in harmony once the true history is told and a reconciliation and a healing process can start to begin so we can all work in a multicultural society.